Retired Congressman Kika de la Garza and his wife Lucille and retired U.S. Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell share their recollections of a time when cross-aisle politics and friendships were the norm, and their laments about the present-day political polarization. Kika de la Garza went to Washington, D.C. when Lyndon Baines Johnson was president, and he served in the United States House of Representatives from 1965 to 1994. Ben Nighthorse Campbell served three terms in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1987 to 1993, when he was elected to the U.S. Senate, where he served until 2005. Retired Congressman Kika de la Garza was born in Mercedes, Texas, September 1927. I had the absolute honor and pleasure to visit with Kika de la Garza and his wife, Lucille, in their McAllen, Texas home. Come along and join me for a fascinating conversation with Kika de la Garza and his wife, Lucille, as they share recollections of Kika's incredible life journey.
When I went to Congress, as was when LBJ, and I stayed through LBJ, through Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan. I served with Ronald Reagan. Oh, and Jimmy Carter.
George Bush.
Senior.
And George Bush. Father Bush, not the son.
So let's go back to the Nixon years. That was a very interesting time in American political history, wasn't it? What did you think of Richard Nixon?
Well, I would consider him a friend because very interesting. Anytime we were at the White House, he'd get me off to the side to speak in Spanish with me.
Oh, really?
To practice his Spanish. And so I would say that we were friends aside from president and congressman, but he'd get me off to the side to practice Spanish.
How about Ronald Reagan? Tell us about Ronald Reagan in those days.
We had a friendly relationship from president to Congress, and anytime that I'd be at the White House, he'd always get me off on the side. And Nixon already did that, also did that, to practice his Spanish on me. Mm-hmm. He'd get me off to the side to speak in Spanish. And Ronald Reagan was, his first question all the time was, and how are things in the Rio Grande Valley?
I bet he loved saying that.
Yeah, that was always his first question.
Can you think of anything else relative to his administration that is memorable in your mind?
One that I'm proud of to say at this time that we had a friendly relationship, not only as congressman and president, but as friends. And I think what I remember the most was that he always had notes, I guess from his original movie experience, and he'd always look down at his notes when he was speaking to you. He still speak eye to eye, but he looked down at the notes. I remember that the most.
Always an actor there, his cue card.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
As you look back as a retired congressman and you watch the antics and the goings-on in Congress and the Senate today, what are your feelings? What do you think about what's going on?
Most of the time I say, what in the world are those guys doing?
Or not doing.
Or not doing. But it's vastly different from my service there to now. Plus the issues have changed, and the Congress, House and Senate, have changed. The people who have gone up there now, of course, have to be elected in their own areas, but it doesn't feel the same. Looking from outside back, I don't feel that there's the same camaraderie, the same eye-to-eye type.
Well, and the other thing that I've heard you talk about consistently today is a bipartisan camaraderie, an ability to cross the aisle and talk to one another in a civil way and work together. We don't see that anymore, do we?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. When I was on the Agriculture Committee, I started at the bottom all the way to chairman, and the Republican ranking member, Ed Madigan from Illinois, and I got to be very good friends, so much so that I went to his district and campaigned in one of his campaigns. A good Democrat says, "What are you doing here campaigning for a Republican?" I said, "Because he's my friend."
You don't see that much anymore.
No, you don't see that anymore. Mm-hmm. And you don't see the relationship anymore between House members and Senate. There's a divide that seems to be unbridgeable now.
Do you think it's salvageable? Do you think maybe it's generational, that there might be another generation coming along that will have that greater good and be able to stand tall and act tall?
Unfortunately, the way it looks now, I don't think so. I think the politics are such that the division is there, and the working across the aisle is not as available as it was when I was there. Like I said before, my ranking Republican, Ed Madigan, and I were close friends. We were able to work along, and I could work across the aisle very easily, and that isn't done anymore. There's a dividing line that seems to be unbridgeable.
When he served in Congress, we had a lot of friends on the other side of the aisle. In fact, I think more than on our side. But you didn't see it that way. We were all just work together and friends, and we'd go out to dinner and go to parties. And like he said, Richard Nixon always sort of took to him. And one year, a high school group from Rio Grande City, which is west of here, went to Washington, and he took them to the White House. So President Nixon came over to the Rose Garden and visited with them, and they invited him to come to Rio Grande City. So one day, President Nixon called him to meet him in Laredo because he was going to be in Laredo. So he did, and he flew with him on Air Force One with the president to Rio Grande City, and it happened to be his birthday. So when the president arrived to the school and addressed the students, he said, "By the way, is there a piano around here?" And they rushed and got a piano out to the gym where they were meeting, and he played Happy Birthday for him.
The president.
On the piano, and that picture made it around the world because he received letters later from people saying, "We saw your picture with the president, we saw you," and some of them would say, "You traitor."
Oh.
From Germany, telling me that it was in a German paper, the president playing the piano for me, my happy birthday.
Before we go, Kika, any legacy that you could pass on to a new generation would be priceless.
I guess the main thing is be yourself, and don't think because you're elected to Congress that you're any different or higher level, and just be yourself. And the most important thing is don't forget where you came from, who your people are, and don't feel that because you're there, you're a higher up, or you're just... Keep in touch with the people. Shake the hand, feel the flesh.
Pretty basic stuff, huh?
Right. I was thinking about the dividing line now. I don't know if we have two congressmen. I don't know if they have the relationship across the aisle that I had or that we had. As a matter of fact, we've stayed in touch. The last time we were in Washington, we had dinner with Pat Roberts, who's now a senator from Kansas, and we stayed friends, although he was on the Republican side, I was on the Democratic side, but our friendship transcended the political part so much so that we stay in touch as much as we can.
Lucille, thank you. Kika de la Garza, former United States Representative from Mission, Texas, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting. Retired Congressman and Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell.
Some of the best friendships I ever saw were, for instance, Al Simpson and Ted Kennedy. Good personal friends, you know, go play golf on a weekend or something, and they might argue a point on the floor, but that didn't affect their fondness for each other at all. And it's too bad it can't be that way now. I think what's happened with the condensation of information, people used to come in our office to visit us or write a letter. Mm-hmm. Now they want to get an immediate answer. And a lot of their actions are driven by constituent groups, single issue, way off to the right, way off to the left, something of that nature, you know. And those groups usually don't represent anybody except their own narrow interests. They don't represent what's fair.
Greater good.
Yeah, what they really want is rubber stamp obedience to their agenda. And anybody that does that isn't worth their salt in elected office, I don't think. But some of them are being driven to that.
We're speaking with Ben Nighthorse Campbell, retired United States Senator and Congressman.
Yeah, I was in Congress for 3 terms before the Senate. Then I was in the state legislature in Colorado 2 terms before that.
Thoughts on the Republican Party today, better or worse?
I think worse, but I think the Democrats are worse too, because they're both getting polarized and driven by what's called the base. The base usually is maybe 20% of the voters, but they tend to control that party with a very strong ideology to the right or the left.
That's the most mind-blowing thing. You have 70% consensus of populace on something, and there they are, both sides, voting against.
That's right. Yeah, and that's a shame to see that happening because...
Do you think that's political action, money, and temptation that's driving them?
Part of it's political action, money, but I think that the ideologies are getting further apart.
Do you think we're polarized to the point of paralysis, or do you think there's hope of reconciliation and cross-aisle?
There's always hope, but it's not looking very good. Now it's getting to a point where if you have a friend across the aisle, you're criticized by your own side of the aisle. Mm-hmm. They want even the leadership in the House and Senate, when they have the caucuses, they want everybody to be a good soldier and vote for the way the leadership goes, no matter whether you believe it or not, mm-hmm. or whether you think it's good for your state or not. Mm-hmm. They want your subservience to that goal. Both sides do it, and I think it's wrong. That is also why good senators like Olympia Snow and people of that caliber had enough. They're quitting.
That is a real tragedy. The best and brightest almost know better than to get chewed up.
That's right. Yeah, the ones that really want to find solutions get beat up so badly after mm-hmm. a while, they say, oh, who needs this? I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. We're almost to the point of paralysis, and you have to just keep hoping it's going to get better, but I don't see it getting better.
Ben Nighthorse Campbell, former United States Senator, it has been an absolute pleasure to visit with you.
Appreciate spending time with you.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Northern Arizona, the land of the Hopi. You've been listening to retired Congressman and Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell.